April 21, 1929. How the divine will is fullness. How Adam, before sinning, possessed the fullness of sanctity. The Virgin and all created things possess this fullness. My abandonment in the divine fiat continues. I feel I cannot be without remaining in my dear inheritance, which my sweet Jesus, with so much love, gave me, saying to me, Daughter, I entrust it to you, that you may never go out of it, and may make your continuous echo resound from one point to another, in such a way that all of heaven may hear that our endless inheritance of our fiat on earth is not isolated, but is inhabited by the our little daughter. She will always go around within it, to keep company with all the acts of our will, and with all of its apartments. Therefore, it is dear and sweet to me living in my celestial inheritance. I would feel life missing in me without it. So, while I was going around in it, my always lovable Jesus was going around with me, and, all love, told me, My daughter, my divine will is all fullness. There is nothing which it does not possess, immensity of light, unreachable sanctity, endlessness without boundaries, incessant generation. It sees everything, it feels and molds everything. All this is its nature in my divine fiat, therefore its acts possess the fullness of all goods. So, in order to be able to enclose even a single act of it in the depth of the soul, it is necessary that she empty herself of all of herself, and return to the void of her nothingness, as in the act in which she was created, so that my divine volition may find the space of the nothingness to be able to deposit an act of fullness of its own, which is such that, possessing the incessant generative virtue, one act calls for another, in a way that nothing must be lacking, neither fullness of light, of sanctity, of love, of beauty, nor multiplicity of divine acts. Therefore, the sanctity done in my divine will possesses all the fullness, but so much, that if God wanted to give her more, he would not find the space in which to put more light, more beauty. We would say, You are all beautiful, nor can we add for you any more beauty, so beautiful you are. You are the work of our volition, and this is enough for you to be a work worthy of us. And the soul will say, I am the triumph of your divine fiat, therefore I am all rich and beautiful. I possess the fullness of an act of your divine will, which fills me completely. And if you wanted to give me more, I would not know where to put it. Such was the fullness of the sanctity of Adam before he fell into the maze of his human will, because he possessed the first act of our fiat, generator of his creation, and therefore he possessed fullness of light, of beauty, of strength, of grace. All the qualities of our fiat were reflected in him and embellished him so much, that we ourselves felt enraptured in looking at him, in seeing in him, so well sculpted, our dear image which our divine being formed in him. And this is why, even though he fell, he did not lose the life nor the regenerative hope of our fiat, because, having possessed the fullness of its act in the beginning of his life, he did not want to lose the one who had possessed him. The divinity felt so bound to Adam, that it did not feel like banishing him forever. It takes too much to lose what once was possessed by our fiat. Our strength would feel weak. Our love, the fire it possesses, would shrink in order not to do it. It would be the true divine embarrassment to lose the one who has possessed even just one act of the fullness of our will. Such fullness of sanctity was possessed by the heart of the sovereign queen, and therefore there is no void in her. She filled herself so much as to possess seas of light, of graces, of beauty, of power. Her fullness is such and so great, that we have no place in which to put, and she has no place in which to receive, because she is the only celestial creature who lived under the empire of the act of our divine fiat, and who can say, I am an act of divine will, and in this is all the secret of my beauty, power, greatness, and even of my maternity. What can one act of our fiat not do? It can do anything. Its prerogative is the fullness of everything. An act of it is the sun, and it possesses the fullness of the light, And if one could ask the sun, would you like to have more light? It would answer, I have so much of it that I can give light to all. And while I give it, I do not lose it, because I possess the source of the light of the act of the divine fiat. The sky is an act of it, therefore it extends everywhere. Its fullness is such that it finds no place in which to extend more its azure drapes. The wind is an act of our divine fiat, and therefore it possesses the fullness of the empire, of the strength. Who can resist the strength of the wind? No one. It makes a fool of everything, and with its ruling strength it uproots cities and trees, and it lifts up and knocks down everything as if it were straw. All creation, each created thing, possesses the fullness of the act of our fiat, and therefore not one thing is poor, they are all rich in the fullness wanted by our divine volition. Nor is anything in need of anything, they are rich of their own, by nature. The sea possesses the fullness of the waters, the earth, the fullness of the plants, and of many varieties of plants, because all of them are births from the act of our divine volition. Now, my daughter, the living in my divine will is precisely this, to possess and enjoy the fullness of the divine goods, in such a way that nothing must be lacking to her, neither sanctity, nor light, nor beauty. They will be the true births from my adorable fiat.